moving on to Phrygian. So we're going to, again, change the feel and change the groove a little. Let's do it in, let's do something slower, like... something like that, I don't know. All right? Okay. We don't even necessarily have to play them in 4-4. There's no time signature here. What if we did it in 6? I go 1. Yeah, let's talk about it. What's your parent scale?
A flat.
A flat, good. He went down 2 whole steps because Phrygian is the 3rd mode. Good, cool. And then he knows, based on what we were just talking about, that he can also use C minor pentatonic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Minor pentatonic, because you know those notes are going to be strong, and then use the other ones tastefully and kind of maybe semi-sparingly, depending on how what kind of effect you want. I'm balancing color and structure, if that makes any sense. It's kind of like the pentatonic is like your basic structure and the right. Rest of it is color. So very good. Major second there, you know, and I just hear these things, so but it's fine, it's just habit, you know,
right?
And it doesn't mean you can't play that in real life, it's just being aware of it. Remember the other day, I think that was happening to me the other day when we did the thing, the presentation, I kept playing in my major second on Phrygian, it sucked. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's gonna make a damn sure he's down.
Second again. I just